Okay, Jonathan, welcome home. You're home as a world champion. How does that feel?
Feels amazing. You know, I've dreamt of this since I was as young as I can remember riding a motocross bike. More so like world motocross champion, and then when I moved to road race, I realised after a few seasons that I could pursue that dream. And to be finally here, still it hasn't really sunk in because I've been so busy since Sunday, but I'm really proud of the effort and everyone that's been behind me every step of the way. It's a great journey for everyone.
Just what has it been like since that win at the weekend?
Firstly, the atmosphere on Sunday was amazing. The whole grandstand on turn 11 was full of Northern Ireland flags, so I made sure I stopped there on the slowdown lap and lapped it up. And then after that, I was straight into an intense test for 2016 on Monday, and then doing some more TV and media stuff on Tuesday, and I got back home on Wednesday, and now here in Northern Ireland, hopefully I'll have some days now to reflect on it with the people I grew up with, and we can really enjoy it.
Yeah, and you're getting plenty of good wishes there at the airport as well. Everyone's so proud of you, and as you say, so many people went over to watch you do it, people you didn't even know.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. I mean, there was tons of friends there and people that I'd grown up within the motorcycle industry, but then people would come up and say, we followed you for so long, and I was like, oh, I kind of recognize your face maybe from a race. But that was so cool to realize when a moment like that comes from, you know, from sportsmen from Northern Ireland. Everyone sticks together, and it makes me really proud that after 29 years I can bring a world championship back home. And it's really important for me to pay tribute to both Brian Reid and Joey Dunlop in the weekend in my moment. But now is the time that hopefully this can inspire the next generation of riders from here to continue in our footsteps and really keep Northern Ireland at the forefront of world motorcycling.
Everyone talks about this incredible season you've had, but how much of this has been the years and years of hard work and the days out with your dad back when you were a 10-year-old?
Nobody sees the whole journey and the adversity that comes along with it, the ups and downs. And I've had so many tough injuries, times where I've had to face maybe finishing my career because my femur wasn't strong enough to sustain another crash, or my wrist injury or whatever. But I just had a dream and I believed in myself. And when times got tough, it seemed like I got tougher, and it is surreal because the most fun moments I have in my career are when my dad and I used to travel up and down the UK in a small little van doing British schoolboy motocross. So that was, we've come a long way since that moment, and I'm just really proud that we could achieve the goal.
You have four races left. How do you focus for those four races whenever you've already won?